Friday afternoon, time for our weekly movie talk. Ron Van Timmeren in studio from Studio C. Holiday films kind of have come and gone. It looks like the cupboards are a little bare.
Well, I'll tell you what, Patrick. There's still an awful lot of movies to see. I'm in the business of watching movies, Patrick, and I haven't seen them all. And I know you still have Mary Poppins on your list. So a couple of good holiday movies still holding over at Celebration Cinemas.
Well, what do you like that's holding over?
Well, I was, number one, surprised that Aquaman was as strong as it's been. $200 million at the box office, by far the biggest holiday movie. Mary Poppins right behind that. And second place as the Disney PG family movie of the season. And I got a chance to see that and enjoyed it very much, Patrick. I remember fondly my very first movie in a movie theater was Mary Poppins in 1964 down at the Midtown Theater. And so I enjoyed this movie a lot. And even Dick Van Dyke and doing a soft shoe. Come on, that was worth the price of admission.
Two movies saved on our DVR at home, Mary Poppins and Up.
And Up. Yes, two marvelous choices. I thought you were going to say Sound of Music or something, going back to the 60s again. But yeah, those are two good choices.
Mary Poppins, though, fantastic movie. And I am looking forward to seeing Mary Poppins Returns. I only say that the cupboards are bare because normally on this sheet that you give me,
yeah,
there are more movies.
next week, six new movies, Patrick.
All right.
The holiday movies are in holdover mode here. In other words, they're doing so well, we can't take them off for new stuff. Although we do have one new wide release.
And it's called Escape Room.
Yeah, Patrick, this is a thing. Escape rooms are turning into sort of an adult play game, and this is a little more serious in this movie. Six strangers find themselves in circumstances beyond their control and must use their wits to survive. And that's kind of what the game
is. That's what I was going to say. That's an escape room.
Right, exactly. And of course, the cast is disposable, so you don't know who's going to make it and who's not. I think if you go out and purchase this experience, you'll probably survive.
This serves as an entry voucher
for Minos Escape Rooms.
Be the first to escape our most immersive room yet.
And win $1 million.
So, when does the game start?
I think this is the escape room.
We should look for clues.
What are we looking for here?
Anything that looks like a puzzle or a code. It looks like an oven dial.
That looks real.
It's kind of warming up in here.
Excuse me. We'd like our hint now, please.
The movie is kind of a throwaway this week, and although it's at 60% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, so it's a good little horror thriller.
Have you seen it yet?
No, this is, I get too scared at these things, Patrick. But that is Sony's entry into the multiplex here because their movies sort of bombed out this holiday season. Although their Spider-Man movie's still in the top five, their Girl with a Dragon Tattoo didn't quite make it.
Grand Rapids, Woodland, we've got the indie series. Oh, kicks off today.
Yes, it does. Three indie movies in rotation over there at the Woodland. At Eternity's Gate with Willem Dafoe playing Vincent Van Gogh. Looks like a really good drama. Solid 81% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Monrovia, Indiana, a documentary. Yeah, that's at 85 on Rotten Tomatoes. And then Shoplifters at a bold 99% fresh, a story of a family that shoplifts and how they survive. That's literally how they're learning to survive. So a couple of good indie movies there at the Woodland Theater.
Shoplifters.
No, it's right. It's actually an Asian film with a very Asian title that I'll never be able to pronounce, but it's loosely interpreted as Shoplifters.
I'm intrigued.
Right.
Now, also intriguing, there's always the big buildup for the awards season, and it begins with the Golden Globes Sunday night.
Yes, it does. And, of course, they break down their movies' best pictures by drama category and then separately musical or comedy. And so the drama category actually has two musicals in it. Go figure. A Star is Born and Bohemian Rhapsody in their Black Panther, Black Klansman, and If Beale Street Could Talk, which comes out for us next week. So you got a pick there, do you, Patrick?
Just anecdotally from talking with friends, the moviegoers who I know, they've all raved about A Star is Born, and some of them have seen it twice.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I love that pick. I would see it again, too.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Okay.
Tell me something, girl.
Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Almost every single person has told me they liked the way I sounded, but that they didn't like the way I look.
I think you're beautiful.
I'm falling.
Hey.
What?
I just want to take another look at you.
In all the good times, I find myself longing for change.
Here's what we're going to do. You come sing that song that I love.
No, I can't do that.
Here,
no.
Come on, here we go.
Jack, it's not funny. Jack.
Look at me. All you got to do is trust me. That's all you got to do.
I think Lady Gaga gets an award, and Bradley Cooper's up for Best Director and Best Actor, so he has a shot at taking home some gold on Sunday as well. In the musical and comedy category, Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, Mary Poppins, and Vice, four of those five still in theaters. Of course, Crazy Rich Asians came out this summer. You got a pick there?
No, I think you did.
I loved Green Book. That made my top five for the year. Might be my favorite movie of the year.
Yeah.
Some guy called over here, a doctor. He's looking for a driver. You interested?
I am not a medical doctor. I'm a musician. I'm about to embark on a concert tour in the Deep South. What other experience do you have?
Public relations.
Do you foresee any issues in working for a black man?
You and the Deep South? There's gonna be problems.
Promise me you're gonna write me a letter.
No problems. Tell me that don't smell good.
I've never had fried chicken in my life.
You people love the fried chicken.
You have a very narrow assessment of me, Tony.
Yeah, right? I'm good.
We'll be interacting with some of the wealthiest people in the country. It is my feeling that your diction could use some finessing.
But why are you breaking my balls?
Because you can do better, Mr. Vallelonga.
Dear Dolores.
I saw Dr. Shirley play the piano. He's like a genius, I think.
Come on, take it easy.
I prefer not to get grease on my blanket.
Ooh, I'm gonna get grease on my blanket.
This gentleman says that I'm not permitted to dine here.
I'm afraid not. How does he smile and shake their hands like that?
Because it takes courage to change people's hearts.
I hope it wins, but Vice in this category had more nominations than any other movie for Golden Globes, and that's got a chance too. Remember, the Hollywood Foreign Press is only about 90 journalists out there, and you know, journalists and talking about political satire, and you know, so Vice has a chance here, although I think Christian Bale wins for Best Actor playing Dick Cheney. Green Book gets my vote as Best Picture Musical and Comedy.
How do the Golden Globes translate to the Academy Awards?
Pretty well, from the standpoint that the winners and even the nominees to a certain extent are all in play because Oscar voting has not concluded yet. So the winners coming out of Golden Globes, if you're an Academy voter, you're going, oh, well, that was a Best Picture Golden Globe. I better give it a vote, or actors and actresses in particular. So it doesn't translate necessarily that the Best Picture is going to be the Best Picture from one to the other, but definitely get you nominated.
Anything flying under the radar in your mind? I mean, you mentioned Green Book.
Yes, that is flying under the radar. Well, if Beale Street Could Talk, along with Black Klansman and Black Panther, all three of those movies sort of in the Oscar so white era that we've been in, have a solid chance to win certainly Oscar nominations and maybe even Golden Globes at this point. And Black Panther was the number one box office picture of the year worldwide. So does that translate into, you know, awards winning? Or they just say, well, you take your $1 billion and be happy with that from the box office. And then Spike Lee with Black Klansman, you know, he's got a lot of cred with the industry. If Beale Street Could Talk, again, a black director and black cast, it may be that time has come.
All right, well, we're going to see how your picks turn out next week. Six new movies.
Yes.
Next week to,
yes,
to preview, review.
Right, and one of them I'm really looking forward to on the basis of sex, with Felicity Jones playing Ruth Bader Ginsburg in that biopic. That's getting rave reviews as well. And a cute little dog movie I'll tell you about next week, Patrick.
Oh, dogs, babies, it all works. Ron Van Timmeren, Studio C.
See the movies.